WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. If you love the golden era of New Orleans rock and roll, the one that included Lloyd Price, Fats Domino, and Sugar Boy Crawford, then you've heard the work of Dave Bartholomew, but you may not know his name. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says Bartholomew is one of the music's great invisible men, an arranger.
Although Dave Bartholomew's band and his arrangements dominated the Crescent City scene from 1948 until 1963, and although he released dozens of records under his own name, he never achieved the fame of his clients. Dave Bartholomew's father was a noted New Orleans musician himself, so it was probably foreordained that his son would follow in his footsteps when he came into the world on Christmas Eve in 1920. Young Dave played with Fats Pichon's band until he was drafted in 1942, and while he was in the Army, he played in a military band and learned arranging, one of the few times the Army has helped rock and roll. In 1949, he cut a record for the first label to do talent scouting in post-war New Orleans, Deluxe, and Country Boy, his second record for them, sold 100,000 copies. Here's the follow-up.
She's just a country girl, running wild in this big old town. She's just a country girl, running wild in this big old town. Down.
Country Gal didn't do as well, but it marked a turning point in his career. It was recorded for Lou Chud, who had just started Imperial Records, and asked Bartholomew to be his talent scout in New Orleans. Given the results, he couldn't have picked a better guy.
Big Chief Brother, tell him I Chud's gonna go down home by.
Early tribute to Mardi Gras shows, Bartholomew was adept at taking the unique New Orleans rhythms and integrating them into a blues band context that was up to the minute. Add that to Fats Domino's inimitable piano style, and you had yourself a hit. Fats Domino's string of Dave Bartholomew-arranged hits put Imperial Records on the map in 1950, so Lou Chud gave his talent scout carte blanche. Bartholomew started recording himself whenever he could squeeze in time during a session by another artist. Along the way, he made some stunning records.
Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Tell me who drank my beer while I was in the rear. Point out that lowdown moocher. I'll dislocate his future. I stroll into this barroom with my pipes as dry as chalk. I bought myself a beer, then I had to take a walk. While I was gone, some no good John had drank up my last dime. I never thought a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Please tell me somebody.
He also made some classically silly ones like this one, and these days, they're what he's best known for. Great arranger though he wasn't much of a vocalist, so novelty records served him best.
I'm an old cowhand from a blues band, and my mommy don't want me to jam, but I don't care what mama don't allow. I'm going to sing my blues anyhow.
Bartholomew even recorded a series of dirty blues songs like The Iceman and the original version of My Ding-a-Ling. Luther Campbell should listen to them to learn about subtlety. Sorry, I'm not going to play them here. It's arguable that without Dave Bartholomew, lots of the big names in New Orleans rock and roll would never have made the charts, that it was his arranging expertise that put Imperial at the front of the record labels that were mining the seemingly inexhaustible lode of talent in New Orleans. Possibly his most lasting contribution was introducing Earl Palmer, the man who invented rock and roll drumming, as I'll try to prove on a later show. But in 1963, the face of New Orleans was changing, and Lou Chudd sold Imperial, which was having better luck with Ricky Nelson anyway. Dave Bartholomew was just a name on a bunch of old Fats Domino records until the mid-80s, when some French and German fans reissued the best of his work on three very hard-to-find albums. These days, he's still active, leading Fats Domino's band and playing a few jobs himself, one of the few rock and rollers out there deserving of the title, a living legend.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle. Dave Bartholomew and his band will hit the road again early next year.
Well, I'm going to a party across the track. It's a hole in the wall people call a crack. Do you want to jump, children? 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 Boy, you better stop flirting with married girls before you end up in another world. Do you want to jump, children? Do you want to jump, children?
This is Fresh Air.